This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
You might know her from Killing Heidi or The Verses or one half of the Calamine Sisters. She's also was one of the team leaders in Spicks and Specks.
Yes.
Of course, it's Ella Hooper.
You are so up to date. I love that Calamine Sisters reference as well. Oh, you've got your eyes on me. I love it.
Done our research.
We do our research.
And I love being compared to Samantha Jade just at the top. That's great. You know, Samantha Jade, I don't look quite as good dancing around on stage, but she's just so gorgeous.
Exactly. But you're right in the middle of a tour right now, aren't you, with it's the lovely Gina Rose Bruce, of course.
Yeah,
she's your partner
right.
in the Calamine Sisters.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And you flew back from Byron Bay just to be here today, didn't you?
I did, guys. Thank you. Well, I had to have something to draw me home, and it was you guys.
Yeah, I think it might have been the Melbourne Music Bank ambassadorship that you've got.
Yeah.
Now, you've been involved with the Melbourne Music Bank for the last 2 years, is it?
Yeah, it's been the last 2 or 3 years. Gee, I've got a horrible mind for timelines, but it's been a great, great journey, and this is something I'm really proud to be ambassador of, and trying to turn people onto this wonderful competition. I mean, calling it a competition is almost underselling it.
Yeah.
Because it's huge. It's like almost like a movement, like a program. This is this Melbourne Music Bank opportunity that I urge all young aspiring musos to enter this thing. It's
incredible.
Well,
we better tell people about it and about what it is sort of a competition.
Well, it is. It's a songwriting competition, which we were just saying off air, you know, fantastic. There's a lot of opportunities for programs for talent to get out there and show what a great performer they are.
Yeah.
But if you're not going to go the route of the TV talent shows and you're not just a performer, you're a songwriter, this is for you. This is something that will nurture your songwriting and kickstart your career as an artist and writer. So we're looking for original entries. Basically, if you're ready to go to the next level, you're a band or an artist and you've got this kick-ass song and you want to have a huge push of that song, Melbourne Music Bank will do that for you.
Yeah.
The price package is insane. Like, I have a long list of things to read out. It is.
Yeah, but you have to be Victorian.
Yes.
So it's a Victorian base. It's also sponsored by the Bank of Melbourne, which is fantastic.
Yeah, totally.
A local bank. And the kick is, entries close really soon.
Yeah, we do. It's getting to the pointy end now, and there's nothing to lose. I know a lot of you artists out there will have demos.
Yes.
That's fine. We're not judging song recording quality here, because I actually am one of the judges too. So I'm the host and the ambassador, and I am in the judge room with a lot of other really respected music industry people. So we're just listening for the song quality, the uniqueness, the way it stands out. Do we think this person can have a career? Do we think this person or artist has something that's going to go all the way and make the most of this incredible prize package. So don't worry about the quality. Just send us your demos, send us your songs, a live recording even, because we will judge it on the quality of the song.
And you've been there yourself in terms of being wanting to get involved in the industry and trying to find your way in. So you totally get what all these guys are going through, trying to get their moment to, this could be it. This could be their chance.
Totally. I mean, you've got to get, what is it, a leg up or a foot in the door? I always get those two confused. You've got to get a foot in the leg. You got to put your leg somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to put your leg somewhere. No, to get started, I totally entered a song competition when I was 13, and that was Triple J's Unearthed, to say, hey, I'm here, we're here, you know, we want to have a go. And it's a great experience. Funny thing to say, but even if you don't win, just entering things like this is hugely enriching. You got to start doing that. Like, the internet's changed so much in the music industry. I talk about this all the time. It's a great opportunity creator, but it's also made there's just so much noise out there. Everyone can write a song. Everyone can upload a song. So there's a lot of noise out there. It's hard to cut through in the industry. Things like this, Melbourne Music Bank, this is what cuts you through.
Yeah, and the prize pool for this is... it's simply amazing.
It is, actually. It's like, I want to enter, but I can't.
It's actually valued over $60,000, the first prize. It includes 4 days of recording at studios in the city to record an EP. You mix and master your EP. You get 2 film clips made for you.
Awesome.
Album artwork, printed CD, styling, media training, an artist photo shoot for release, Management and Mentoring by Matt O'Connor. Publicity on the Map PR.
They're the best.
Oh, Radio Plugging by Verasso PR. I know them very well.
Yeah.
You get gig bookings by 123 Agency.
That's my agency.
And the winner will also be awarded the facilities to tour the East Coast of Australia and a performance spot at the renowned Beyond the Valley Festival as well.
I'm so glad you read out, and I didn't have to because my husky morning voice. Yeah. I was singing in Byron Bay last night, and I'm really glad you read that out. How good is that? It's insane.
It's like incredible. Amazing starter pack.
It is the biggest starter pack. Like, with that starter pack, I would be so surprised. If your song is as great as we know it's going to be, this thing gets the ball rolling on a career. That is so huge. And I'm not joking when I say, I wish I could enter it. I'm not joking because, you know, this is what most musos have to work their barista jobs for a good year and a half to be able to afford this kind of rollout. Your whole band has to scrimp together and get this happening. This just gives it to you and says, are you ready? Let's do it.
Awesome. Yeah. We're going to have more with Ella here on the Brekkie Bears in just a second. She's going to stick around with us for a little bit this morning. Yes. So more with Ella and the Melbourne Music Bank here on Joy 94.9. Special guest Ella Hooper sitting with us in studio at the moment.
Hi.
Yay. And we last year's winner, Jade Alice. Amazing song that won.
It's a great
kick
song.
Kick drum. Yep. It's just amazing. But she...
It's an earworm, isn't it? Careful, because if you start... Now I'm going to have it in my head all day. Just
you will. You have it.
Which is why it won, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, how hard is that judging process, though?
So hard. That was very hard.
Yeah, because you get all sorts of genres as well, don't you?
It's not just...
Don't just think this is an example, but this is what you have to beat.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, kick drum is a great song, but we are open to everything. We very almost had a hip-hop winner last year. Yeah. We almost had a hip-hop winner. We almost had there was a rock band who was very, very close as well. So even though the last two previous winners have been female kind of singer-songwriter pop artists, that's not genre specific. We take everything and anything. It's just that this song was so good.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, let's play it now.
Let's go for it.
Jade Alice. This is Kick Drum, the winner of last year's Melbourne Music Bank competition here on the Brekkie Bears on Joy.
Sitting on my tire swing, I see the sun's face sparkling and intertwine my fingers in my hair. Sitting on my tire swing, I decide to take up smiling as I hear the birds sing this tweety tune. Ooh. Kick the kick drum with my kick. When I bump into a handsome man, I'll try stop blushing if I can. My cheeks will never be the same again. Strumming now on my guitar, inspiration from your arms kicks in and I write down this little tune. Ooh.
Midday Breakfast just got bigger and hairier.
And hairier. And hairier.
Brekkie Bears with Mark and Luke on Joy 94.9.
It's 23 minutes past 8 here on the Brekkie Bears on Joy and joined by special guest Ella Hooper at the moment, talking all about the Melbourne Music Bank. Great exactly. competition. That was the winner we just played a second ago.
Wasn't that a great song?
Very
just
catchy.
Such a solid pop song.
Yeah. It's going to get stuck in my head and I'll be humming
kick
it all day.
Drum, I kick the drum, I kick the kick drum with my kick. As soon as I heard it, I was like, oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, nice.
Now, look, we want to find out a little bit more about the contest. Now, basically, the public chooses the finalists, doesn't it?
Yes, they do. And then it gets down to us judges, which is the hard bit. But the process is, you know, you've got to enter soon, as we must stress. It's getting to the pointy end now. But then once we have our finalists, we work with them a lot too. So even if you don't make it to the final position, the process along the way, you get some amazing opportunities. You get a songwriting workshop with me.
Which is
at
amazing.
The Arts Centre. Awesome. Yeah, yeah. It's been really fun over the last couple of years. We've had some incredible sessions and we sit there in the beautiful surrounds of, you know, the Arts Centre
and Hamer Hall.
And, you know, that's where you want to be having a songwriting workshop. It's very inspiring.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That is simply amazing. And then, of course, now you've only got till the 27th of August, which is only a couple of days away.
Yes.
To get your entry
like
in.
Like I said, shake out those hard drives, shake out those phone memos. Don't worry about the quality. Get the song in.
Exactly. So go to the... Now, it's Bank... What is it again,
info.bankofmelbourne.com.au
/Melb Music Bank. I knew you'd have all the
We shorten it to Melb. That's Melb right. Music Bank. And if in doubt, Google it. It's all right. There. It's all there.
That's absolutely brilliant. Now, look, I also want to ask you a few other questions. So sure. You're on your tour with the... How did the Calamine Sisters form?
Well, that's me wanting to get out there and tour the country. Yeah, I'm almost finished my national tour with this and it's so fun. We're doing WA next weekend. We've been really extensive. Like, it's a 20-day tour all around the country. Uh-huh. Me and my good girlfriend, Gina Rose Bruce, who I found in another songwriting competition.
Like, that's where you go.
Because nice. I do a lot of this mentoring and trying to help uncover the next, you know, generation of, you know, sometimes especially female singer-songwriters and we band together. Yeah. It's a bit of a sisterhood. So I took Gina on tour with me and I thought rather than just going, it's Ella Hooper supported by Gina Rose Bruce, you know, it's boring. Yeah. You always have a headline artist and a support artist. We were like, let's shake that up. Let's perform together as the Calamine Sisters and we play each other's songs and we harmonise on all the tracks. So she sings, she backs me up on mine and I back her up on hers. And the show goes for about an hour and 20. Wow. And it's just so much more fun that way. Nice. And we have another third female backing musician behind us playing drums and keyboard and singing. And we've just taken that right around the country and it is so much fun.
Now, we do have a few listeners in WA. If they're listening in WA, where do they... do you know the venue?
Yes, we're doing Fremantle, we're doing Perth, we're doing Margaret River, Dunsborough and Bunbury. So all the info's on my Facebook page. So if you want to come along, check out the show, please do.
And the other big news that I found quite amazing is that you're getting Killing Heidi back together. Now, and I have to say, I was a little bit shocked about this because I've heard you interviewed before.
And I said never.
You said never.
I know.
You said never. So what happened?
I'm surprised. I can't believe that we're doing it. And I really can't. Like, if you had asked me 6 months ago, 3 months ago, 2 months ago, I'll be like, no, I've always said no. Something just happened. We got a wonderful offer from Queenscliff Music Festival and it's their 20-year anniversary. I love that festival. If you're a music fan, Queenscliff is one of the places you just want to play.
Yeah.
And it was 20 years. 20 years since a little 13-year-old put together Killing Heidi with her brother. And I was like, actually... That does sound like fun.
It's synchronicity, isn't it?
It was synchronicity. It was the vibe. It's Mabo. It's Land Rights. It's the vibe. You know, like it's like, and it just felt right. And look, we're not going to do it for a long time. We're going to do it for a fun time. It's a celebration.
Are we going to see you do a concert in Melbourne? I mean,
look, depends what kind of offers we get. Ah! Depends if we're any good.
Well, Mark's house has some great acoustics.
It does. Cool. I'll be there. Yeah. Look, it's going to be so much fun. And I never, ever thought I'd do Killing Heidi again, but it just feels right. And we're certainly not getting the band back together to make new music, make a new album, but we do want to celebrate a wonderful, amazing time that we had. And a special album, you know, Reflector was, yeah, you know, a big part of the year 2000. And it just feels like the right time to have a bit of a look back and see what happens.
Because it was just such a massive album that year. I mean, I think everyone remembers it. I know it's one of Luke's favourites.
It was a massive part of my childhood. I remember everyone had that album and everyone was listening to it and passing around their Discmans and listening to
it. I think it was a lot of people's first albums. Like, I hear that all the time. Like, that was my first CD. And I'm like, well, that was the first one I made.
I think it was the first sort of rocky kind of songs I got into as a kid. You know, I was always into pop and stuff. And then, like, I heard Weir and I was like, this is a bit heavy for me.
So we were the gateway drug to rock.
I think you were. So thank you.
I do like to mix my rock with my pop. Yeah,
very cool.
Exactly. And the other thing I loved was the film clip for Mascara was filmed at the Greyhound.
It totally was. Yes, it was. And we had some incredible people involved in that one. That's where we used to hang out, honestly, when we first moved to Melbourne. We used to hang out in St Kilda. We used to have a few bevvies at the Greyhound. Drag night was a big part of our sort of coming to Melbourne experience. Yeah. And my grandparents are featured in that film clip, waltzing to Davina. Davina, I think, was the gal on stage. It was really cool. Thanks for noticing.
Oh, I did. And look, we have to thank you for coming in today.
Pleasure.
And look, get your entries in to the contest because it's unbelievable prizes.
It really is.
And
guys, make sure you look up Melbourne Music Bank, Google it, go to the website, Bank of Melbourne, and get your entries in by this Saturday.
Exactly.
And yeah, some stars will be made. Very exciting.
Yeah. Look, we're going to finish off the interview with, I picked this song because I absolutely love it. It's The Verses that you did with your brother, Jesse.
Yeah.
And it's Running Away with Dan Sultan.
The Dan Sultan version.
Oh, my God.
Mark can barely say his name. He gets all...
The temperature in the room just went up a notch.
I just went red. There's just something about Dan which is sexy and sultry and God.
Let's just play the song before Mark takes his shirt off.
He's one of my best friends and he's a very naughty boy, but I do love singing together.
Yeah. You do a good job on it as well. But
I wrote the song.
You wrote the song, exactly.
Ella Hooper, thank you so much for joining us today on the Brekkie Bears.
Thanks, guys. Thanks so much.
Enjoy the rest of your tour. And again, Melbourne Music Bank. And straight into it, here's The Verses featuring Dan Sultan, Running Away, here on the Brekkie Bears.
Did I let go too easy? Did I just cut and run away? And are my fingers so greasy? They don't seem to hold on to much these days.
Now it's always been my problem. It's gonna be my cross to bear. And if I don't get a clue about it, well then you don't have a hope in hell. Running away is all I feel I could for.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof girl.
Woof girl.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.